Man, it's been an exciting morning. I tell you what, you know, the little antechamber here right outside of our on-air studio has been jumping. So every time we pop out looking for our new guest, it's like, whoa, where is he in the crowd? Where is she in the crowd? I mean, it's nice. It's nice.
But they've all been here on time and great stories.
And Robert Goyer, who was our new guest here in the hot seat, is tall. So I appreciate that. You stood out above the crowd. Robert is VP, Editor-in-Chief at Plane and Pilot Magazine. He's an award-winning aviation editor. I know that because I've worked for him before. He's also a terrific photographer and journalist. So he's been more than two decades, almost three decades, maybe even four decades. No, not four yet?
Don't push it. Huh?
He's been documenting the world of personal aviation in both words and photography. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Rob.
What have you seen here at AirVenture? What's the thing that's hitting you on the passion button this week?
That's a really long list, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll start at the beginning.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, for one thing, I went out and about yesterday morning early to run down to the campground, and I grabbed a cup of coffee down there at the little general store at the North 40 campground, and then I wandered back and just looked at all the airplanes. It wasn't even 7 o'clock yet, and it was still dewy, and I looked at all the airplanes parked there, and I know that every single one of them has a story. And that means that there's a pilot and often a builder who is here at Oshkosh because of their passion. And you take that and you multiply it by how many thousands of airplanes there are here. And if you think about it in terms of universal energy or karmic energy, the passion here is absolutely tremendous. And that's, I think, when we talk about the magic of Oshkosh, I think that's kind of the sum effect of what we're talking about. And then I wandered through the Warbird section, and I know the kind of time and money and passion and commitment and risk that it takes in order to do this. And I felt very grateful for these people who are spending that time and those resources in restoring these absolute treasures, these historical and national treasures. So, you know, that is it. That the passion is the thing that I'm noticing foremost. But the other big thing is jobs. And EAA, to their credit, Women in Aviation, they have been thinking a lot about jobs, and because there are a lot of young people in this country who are looking to see where they want to go. With unemployment so low, young people are thinking, well, what is, not can I get a job, but what job do I want to get? And aviation has so many wonderful professions to offer. You don't have to be a pilot. There are dozens of different fields you can go into. Boeing had their announcement of their statistics earlier in the week, and they said that they're looking at a worldwide need for about 750,000 pilots, almost the same number of technicians, so there's avionics techs and AMPs, mechanics, and then hundreds of thousands of cabin crew on top of that. So just in terms of the people who are responsible for getting those airplanes flying and keeping them flying, we're talking about a couple million jobs over the next 20 years. There's so much opportunity there.
The numbers are mind-blowing. We're speaking with Robert Goyer. He's the VP, Editor-in-Chief, Plane and Pilot Magazine. Robert, you know, not just jobs, but also diversity is something that we're talking about this week in aviation. And I see it here on the grounds, because how long have we been coming to this show? 30 years more?
Well, this is my 27th.
27. So right about that. I mean, things are changing, and as these opportunities present themselves, what I really love is that these organizations are going into the inner cities. They're reaching out. Like even Shondi Tucker's program that's going into the juvenile system and looking for kids who really need a change in their life early on, and showing them what kind of opportunities exist in aviation, and pulling those kids out of poverty and out of lawless situations and giving them a shot.
And it doesn't take much. I mean, sometimes just a trip to the airport so that the kids can say, so I could do that? Sure you could. And sometimes, not sometimes, many times, I mean, being from Chicago, I've seen it that kids somehow are brought up to just think, well, I could never do that. I'm not smart enough. I'm not whatever. And we really need to do a much better job of telling people about, I mean, we love this industry because we've been involved in it all our lives, but we don't do as great a PR job. It's getting better, though, I must admit, with this pilot shortage and mechanic shortage, it's getting better. So are you guys on any kind of a focus career-wise at the magazine?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got an annual publication. It's called AvGet, the get being, you know, get an education, get a career, get ahead in life. And we are really focused on giving young people the information that they need in order to find the resources they need in order to get started in aviation. And just to circle back to what Amy was saying about diversity, I asked the folks at Boeing how they were going to fill these jobs, because it's not just aviation jobs. There's going to be a huge need in all of high tech for people to fill those jobs. And I asked them, I said, how do we differentiate aviation from other careers? Because right now there are fewer than 5% of the airline pilots in the United States are women. That's not only disgraceful, but it's also an untapped market of talent out there.
No kidding.
So women in aviation, and EAA had a roundtable at Theater in the Woods yesterday with a bunch of women airline pilots, including Tammy Jo Schultz, who is the hero of Southwest 1380. And they talked about the challenges, which are many, and they talked about the rewards, which are even greater, of life in the air. And that's the message. They had the group photo of women in aviation for Women Venture in front of a UPS MD-11 that was parked at Show Center with 1,200 women in their Women Venture shirts yesterday. And if every one of those women goes back home and shares their passion and their love of aviation with young people, with other women, it's going to grow by leaps and bounds. So yeah, I think people who are young people who are in challenging economic circumstances, who might not think that they are candidates for an aviation career, an aviation life, we need to educate, reach out, show them what those opportunities are. And I think we're making tremendous strides. We have so far to go still, but I think the sky's the limit with this in terms of getting young people involved.
One of the places that is often overlooked is aviation manufacturing. And I remember going to the Independence Kansas plant and seeing so many women building Cessnas and going, whoa, how did I not know that these women were doing this? Cirrus was the same way. Cirrus was the same way in the early aughts, still is. And a lot of those women came from jobs in housekeeping, at hotels, and places like that. These are not jobs where you need to go to college. Now, you need to have at least a technical bent, but you don't even need to be a mechanic to assemble aircraft.
No, and these are jobs that, unlike other service industry jobs, they tend to be full-time jobs with benefits, which are just critical for people who are in those circumstances.
People don't even know what benefits are anymore sometimes
exactly,
when we say that.
Yeah, I'd like to point out too that you mentioned the factory at Independence, which I've also visited on numerous occasions. The last time it was the general manager there of the entire plant was a woman, and I want to just give a little shout out to Textron for that. They are at the forefront of having smart, powerful women in positions of power at the company. And that's something that companies across the aviation spectrum should start paying a lot better attention to, involving women in upper management. I think that there's a huge glass ceiling problem in aviation, and it's something we should turn the spotlight to soon.
But another untapped resource.
Absolutely.
I mean,
we could go on and on about it. I mean, It's interesting because it doubles back to issues that we have with engineering and diversity, issues we have with IT and computers and diversity. So, you know, you can change the focal view of that lens and see all those little issues that it would be really nice. And it drills down to science, technology, you know, engineering and math at the elementary school level, I say. that we really need to grab our kids very, very early and get them excited and get not just the typical kid who shows some aptitude, but the one that might show aptitude if we put a little extra energy into him or her.
Yeah, well, you're the expert on, you know, being a young woman and what that experience is like, Amy.
I'll agree.
Yeah, neither Rob nor I can bring as much to that as you can, although our experiences, I think, would definitely confirm what you're talking about, because I saw very smart, math-talented, engineering-talented women when I was in high school go in completely different directions because they felt that was the cultural prerogative. And I think we need to work on that. But also, I think we really need to work on the culture that these women encounter when they get into these corporate
I agree with you completely. Now, you've done some great writing. Where can people find your writing on the web?
Well, they can go to planeandpilotmag.com. The and is spelled out. And there's no shortage of wonderful stuff about airplanes and about employment in aviation. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at rgoyer@matavor.com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Robert, for coming on the show. We've been talking with Robert Goyer. He's the VP Editor-in-Chief at Plane and Pilot Magazine.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, guys.